This week's World Football comes from Barcelona, where I've been sitting down with the Croatia and Barca midfielder Ivan Rakitic. He says it's not as easy as you think to play in the same team as Lionel Messi. We'll be hearing how the Guinea captain had to be persuaded to meet the Pope by his mum, and asking what's gone wrong with the Ghana national team. All on World Football from Barcelona, with me, Manny Jasmi, after the BBC News.
BBC News. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has described Donald Trump as mentally deranged and has threatened to tame the US with fire. It's his first response to the US president's speech at the UN General Assembly this week, in which Mr. Trump said the US would totally destroy North Korea if forced to defend itself. The chief executive of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has said the company will give the US Congress copies of 3,000 political adverts used during last year's presidential election that were bought through Russian accounts. He said that in future all such adverts would carry information about who paid for them. The Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has said rescuers are continuing to look for survivors in the ruins of 10 buildings in Mexico City that collapsed during Tuesday's earthquake. More than 270 people are now known to have died. A survey commissioned by the BBC has found increasing opposition around the world to any form of governmental regulation of the internet. It suggests that the proportion opposed to regulation has risen from 51 to 58% since 2010. The UN Security Council has warned of the potentially destabilizing impact of a planned referendum on independence in the Kurdish region of Iraq. In a unanimous statement, the 15 council members expressed concern that the vote planned for Monday would detract from the fight against Islamic State militants. New research suggests that humans and our extinct early cousins, Neanderthals, are more similar than previously thought. A study of a Neanderthal child's skull found that its brain was still developing at an age when the brain of a modern human child is fully formed. Until now, it was thought that only Homo sapiens' brains developed slowly, indicating greater sophistication than apes or more primitive humans. BBC News.